Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Now, where's that bat of mine?
Look, everyone. He's coming through the doors.
Brilliant! He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Hey, look, everybody! It's
Barney! Farhan Behardin. How are you, young man?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you doing?
Okay, was that okay? Farhan Behardin.
That is good.
Not as bad as those Australian commentators. Hey, Farhan Behardin.
They call me Fudgy, so I mean you can stick with Fudgy if you want.
Well, what an honor, what a pleasure to have you here. We've got you for 2 hours.
Thank you very much.
And you're a great sportsman. We're so proud of you. And I expected you in that Proteas top of yours, number 28. And I'm sure it's still in the washing after New Zealand.
That thing is going to stay in the washing machine after New Zealand.
No, don't worry about that. We're going to play your top 10 songs of all time. And this is how the show works. You've got 2 hours to tell me the story of your life. You're about 30, 31. So you've experienced quite a lot of things.
You're giving away my age. I'm actually 26.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm 31.
You're peaking now.
I'm actually 31.
Cricket players peak at 30, 31. Well, there are some in their mid-30s still doing well.
Very well.
Okay, so Farhan, do you remember, this is the first question I always ask, do you remember the day you were born? I know it sounds like a dumb question. Do you remember the day you were born?
I don't remember the day I was born. I don't think anybody remembers the day that they were born.
Clever answer.
But it was the 9th of October, 1983, in Johannesburg. So I'm actually a Joburg boy, for the first part of my 31 years. That's where it started, you know. My family moved to Joburg when I was younger, and they're from Cape Town. Work was here for my dad, and we lived in Joburg for about 4 or 5 years, and, you know, grew up in Cape Town after that.
So do you remember where you were born in Johannesburg? Hospital or at the drive-in or you never know, you know?
I have no idea where I was born, but I knew what's quite interesting is we stayed in Hillbrow.
Oh, okay.
Back then in the 1980s, Hillbrow was actually it was quite an affluent area, and it was quite vibey and quite trendy. It's obviously taken a little bit of a turn for the worse, and that's where my family stayed for a little bit. They rented a flat there, and it was like I said, it was quite vibey and quite trendy. And I don't remember too much. I was only a small boy, and that's where it started.
But you remember the days. I mean, I remember all the nightclubs there, the Chelsea Underground, and you know, High Point Corner, where you could go and get your chicken and pop, get on your motorbike. So did you? I mean, you could walk the streets at night. There's no violence, no crime or anything. I actually parked my car there once with my radio on for them to steal my radio, and my car was still there and the radio. It was just all kinds of, you know, races, people from Germany. Everybody lived together there. It was
my mom and my dad tells a few stories of it being like that. So by all accounts, you know, in the 80s, like I said, it was quite affluent, and you know, people lived their lives, like you said, without violence and without anything to worry about. You know, it was quite a nice suburb to live in.
Your primary school, do you still remember the school? Obviously you do.
I do. I went to Heatherdale Primary School in Cape Town. So after the 4 or 5 years that we lived in Johannesburg, we moved back down to Cape Town. My father, my mother being from District 6, they moved us back down to Cape Town, and I went to a primary school called Heatherdale Primary School. It's in Athlone. Went to high school, and like all young boys, I was very involved in sport, any sport I could do. There was house athletics. I was part of the Red House. Tried my hand at long jump, sprinting, relays, all sorts of activities. Played cricket, played soccer. And that's how I just got into sport, really.
Well, that's why you're such a good fielder, a good all-rounder, you know. So do any good memories of your first day at school, primary school, with your mom and dad holding your hand? Did you cry?
I don't remember myself crying. I still have a scar on my left hand from a thorn that I felt from Athorn, I was busy doing some trials for a few of the events in like ice athletics, and I still have a scar that it's about 26 years. It's a very small scar, but it's a very significant scar. And I remember once, so we were trying out for the hurdles, and I was pretty confident, pretty cool. I thought I was, and then I went over the first hurdle, I went over the second hurdle, foot caught the hurdle, fell face first into the sand, stormed off, shed a tear, never did hurdles ever again, safe to say. So I had a few memories. I was in a play when I was in Sub B. I don't think it's called Sub B anymore. Probably it's grade two. I was in a play. It was a Phantom of the Opera type play, from what I remember. I got a lot of grief because I had to kiss a girl on the cheek. And yes, I got a lot of grief for that.
But you liked it, obviously.
I didn't know what. I was like 7 years old. I didn't know if I liked it or not.
At least it was on the cheek, you know what I mean?
It was definitely on the cheek, yeah. So it's safe to say there was a little bit of a crush on a girl in Sub B, or grade two, as they would call it these days. And that was one of my earliest memories in primary school. A play, and, you know, a very sad moment of my hurdling career, of falling flat on my face.
Tell me, were you head boy, primary school?
I was an head boy, no.
Prefect?
I was a prefect, yes.
Good lad.
Yeah, I didn't see myself as head boy material. I was a little bit naughty. Yeah, that's about as much as I will say about that.
at primary school, and I was asked this question as well, were you bullied? Were you the bully, or were they? Did they bully you? I mean, you're not a big, tall kind of guy, you know what I mean? What was it like at primary school? Any good or bad memories as far as that? Were you sort of a lonely kind of guy that just did your own thing? And did you have a lot of friends?
I did have quite a few friends, as I mentioned. So when I was in that play and I kissed that girl in the cheek, I got bullied for that a little bit, and that wasn't fun for me. It was quite a weird place. I think they were just jealous of me kissing a girl, because none of them have ever kissed a girl before. But it was only on the cheeks, though, so I'm not too sure why they were so upset with me.
Do you still remember her name?
I think her name is Wasifa. I won't forget it, I don't think.
Now that she sees you on television, she could be calling you, you know.
But yeah, after that, you know, I had quite a few friends. I don't think I've been bullied other than that particular small moment, but I think it was more just the fact that the guy, I think he wanted to be the guy in my shoes and wanted to kiss the girl. And I was never the bully. All I wanted to do is play sport, anything with a ball, soccer ball, a tennis ball, a rugby ball, you know, at school time is, you know, making friends, and during the intervals we used to play sports as much as we can, and after school, and we always used to just like play a game, and, you know, we used to play it over and over. Barney come over, we used to just run from one side to the other side of the quad, and you know, any sports, and anybody who wanted to play with us, whatever, became our friends. And you know, that was a sort of the primary school life that we had. And you know, we used to do well at school, and we used to play sports as much as we can, you know.
Did you ever feel that you had that freedom just to be a kid and run around with no shoes on, and your mom and dad, they were there, and the family unit? Tell me a little bit about your parents. Were they very strict? Did you feel loved? Did you embrace life then, and you felt like, hey, I'm free, I'm enjoying life?
I felt that way entirely. You know, my dad played a bit of rugby, and he played a bit of baseball. He played for the old Transvaal Union back in the day. He was a lock, so he's quite tall. He's quite imposing as a person. Quite wiry though, so he's not that big. But yeah, he gave me the freedom. You know, he comes from a sporting background. So whenever we would play, or whenever we would be in a family environment, there'd always be sport on, or used to be chatting about sport. You know, my mom supported that with myself. I have a younger brother. His name is Tariq. And, you know, he's about 4 or 5 years younger than me. So wherever we could, you know, I tried to be the older brother, and we tried to we try to play as all the sports that we could, and we try to emulate some of our heroes growing up, you know. And but mom and my dad, they, you know, we used to play a lot of street cricket, you know, as the people would say, you know, just we used to play it till the sun went down, and used to typical. There's that Standard Bank ad, you know, where the mom calls the little kid in, you know, it's time, Neville, please come in. It's time to come in. And he was like, oh, mom, it's a day night game. You know, we used to be those kids on the street, you know, when the car used to come past, everybody would clear away, car used to go through, and then we used to just reset the wickets, and we used to play. And it's fair to say we broke a few windows back in our day, you know. If you broke the windows, everybody scattered, nobody said a thing. We used to get in a lot of trouble.
At primary school, who did you want to be? I know the Hansie Corniers, they were around, and all those big names, but the person that you looked up to then as a teenager, wow, I want to be like that player, like that.
You know, in primary school, I looked up to the 1995 Rugby World Cup team. You know, I was about 12 years old. And they were big heroes for me. Chester Williams, Francois Pienaar, Joris van der Westhuizen, and you know, Jonah Lomu was such a big part of when I started to get like fairly serious in sport, and I was 12, 13, so nearly going to high school. So, you know, he was a massive icon of sport in general. And like I said, my dad played rugby, so whenever South Africa played, we used to watch rugby like it used to be a big event, family braai, watch rugby. And you know, quite a intimate story is that when I was younger, so like 8, 9, 10, 11 growing up, and there used to be rugby on a Saturday and South Africa was playing, and it was quite a big thing because they always show the national anthems, and there was little Fudgy belting out the national anthem, you know, hoping one day that I would represent my country. Either in rugby or soccer or cricket at the time, because I was playing a whole host of sports. And, you know, fortunately, that particular dream did come true. So I idolized a few guys, you know, Chester, Francois, Drist was quite a prominent figure. I used to like James Small, you know, being a right winger and scoring tries, you know, it was quite cool to me. And then from a cricket point of view, I adore Jonty Rhodes, you know, in 1992 World Cup when he ran Inzima Mulhaq out. That is a very vivid memory that sticks in my brain. And it's one of the first memories that I can recall that that wanted me to play for my country or do something for my country on TV, you know. So Jonty Rhodes was a firm favorite growing up.
We're still in primary school. We're going to move on to high school, your first day at high school. Farhan Bahadin in the studio with me until midnight. 3794 to cost of R1.50. If you want to say, how's it? If you want to talk cricket, sport, any questions you want to ask Fudgy, you are...
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda